Brett Mack, to wrap up our Facebook feature today, we're talking about collections.
Yeah, yeah.
What people collect. And Sandy says, I have 2,500 women's weekly cookbooks. What's a sad...
2,500?
Sad life you lead, Sandy. What? There's only so many meals you can cook, dude.
Wow.
I'm not too sure whether Sandy's a guy or a girl because... the name that this particular person goes by is Sandy Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry.
You reckon it's made up?
I reckon. Well, I used to know a guy in the radio industry many, many moons ago, back in the late 80s. Mm-hmm. His moniker was Sandy Beach.
Okay.
His on-air moniker. Like I have a moniker, PT. You have a moniker, you suck. so I just can't believe that anyone would call their child Sandy Beach, but nonetheless, you know. I also know someone who had the moniker Itchy Crack. Just doesn't work.
No.
Joe says, money boxes, piggy banks, the weirder the better.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I used to have one that was a coffin, and you'd press the button, you'd put the money on top of the coffin. And the hand would come out and drag it in.
Yeah.
Gave me nightmares for months.
I remember I used to have a little National Bank one years ago that was actually like a safe, and it had three little dials on the front.
It did too.
That was fun.
Very much so, except when you couldn't remember.
Yeah, a bit of a problem.
Dad, where's the hammer? Got a hammer? What do you need a hammer for? Oh, I've forgotten my numbers. Barbara says, I used to collect cat statues. Not anymore, but still have them.
Okay.
There you go.
Cat statues,
and,
right.
And, like, animals are a big thing when it comes to collections.
Mm.
Susie says, elephants. No idea how many individual items I have, but it does include two tattoos.
Right.
I've got one right there. There's an elephant.
Is that an elephant?
That's an elephant.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I can see that now.
You know, tusks and the trunk's up.
Because
if the trunk's not up, it's not good luck.
Right.
Trunk's got to be up.
Where'd you get that done?
Thailand. Celebrity Ink in Thailand.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The tattoo artist have a blindfold on, did they?
There's a cover-up coming, don't worry about that. I've already got the design for the cover-up, quite possibly. Here's my advice. If you're going to Thailand and you want to get a tattoo.
Don't.
Don't. It's just one simple word.
Righto.
Don't.